And reason.
This is the Sue Free Show, talking about life, relationships, and achieving.
Do you wonder why you have to feel the things that hurt you? If there's a God who loves you, where is he now? Would you dare to believe that you still have a reason to sing? Cause the pain that you've been feeling,
here's your host, Sue Freeze.
Wow, it's so good to be back again. For those that are just tuning into my show, this is the Sue Freeze Show. What's the show about, I get asked? It's about passion, purpose, and connection. You know, we come in contact with people that impact our lives both positively and negatively, don't we? And we have decisions and choices, if you will, on how we're going to respond or believe. Our choices decide our perspective on life and what we make of it. Today, I have a special guest. His name is Mark Eaton, and some of you might know him as on the jazz team as a 7'4" tall guy, the basketball player. I know him a little differently because I grew up with him since first grade, and he didn't realize that I've known him that long, but I've known him that long. Mark, are you on the air?
I am.
It's so nice to have you. I'm just going to give a little bio so people have a little background. Is that all right with you?
You bet.
Okay. Mark is a business and motivational speaker who shares with organizations and audiences nationwide how he went from a 7'4", 21-year-old mechanic who couldn't play basketball to a 12-year career as an NBA All-Star with the Utah Jazz. He reveals the secrets that skyrocketed him to fame as the 2-time Defensive Player of the Year enabled him to break the NBA record for the most blocked shots in a single season and be selected to play in the 1989 All-Star Game. That's the Mark that I didn't know in high school. And you know what, Mark? I remember seeing you at the 10-year reunion, and I could not believe my eyes because growing up with you, you were always, you know, thin and kind of tall, but nothing like what I saw 10 years later. You grew a foot, I believe, after high school graduation.
Well, I don't think so, but
it certainly seemed like it. I mean, I just could not believe it. And, you know, in high school, I don't remember you playing basketball.
Well, I was on the team, but I didn't play very much. In fact, when I go out and speak, I tell the story that the coach only put me in the game one time, and 3 seconds after I got on the court, the game ended. I was that bad.
Yeah, I know that feeling, yes. I was a cheerleader at the time, and that's why I realized, you know, it's like, I don't remember him playing. So I am so glad you're with us today, Mark.
Well, thank you. It's great to be on your show.
You know, there's more to you, so I'm going to go on a little more and tell a little bit more about you.
Okay.
After his career with the Jazz, Mark went on to helping others achieve their personal and professional best. From 1994 to 2005, he was the chairman of the Mark Eaton Standing Tall for Youth organization, which provided sports and outdoor opportunities to more than 3,000 at-risk children. Then in 1997, Mark entered the entertainment arena, where for 8 seasons he hosted Jazz Tonight and Mark Eaton Outdoors, as well as Sports Health Today, an internationally syndicated radio show. Wow, you have, wow. In 1996, Mark initiated another successful venture, opening the award-winning restaurant Tuscany. And in 2005, am I saying it right, Franks?
Franks.
Franks, see, there you go. Then from there, Mark is writing a book about the 4 commitments of a winning team and is the subject of a soon-to-be-released feature film, Do You Ever Stop?
No, I don't sit around very much.
No, you don't. Wow, that's incredible. So, Mark, you know, I know that people probably have questions to ask you, and I know that I know what I've heard when I've been around you. It's like, wow, what's it like to be as tall as you, right? I mean, that's the standard question, isn't it?
It is. It's been a big challenge in my life over I guess my 53 years on this planet. You know, figuring out like, okay, why am I 7'4"? What am I supposed to do with this stuff? And I really struggled with that initially. You know, high school was not a comfortable time for me, as it's not for many people. And then after, you know, when I didn't have success as a basketball player, I just said, okay, well, it's time to just go get a job. And my father's a marine diesel mechanic, and I grew up working in a lot of the boat yards and Terminal Island and San Pedro around there. And so I decided to go to trade school for a year and learn to be an auto mechanic. And I can't say that was necessarily using my height very well, but it was a job and it paid the rent, and it was something I was comfortable doing. And it gave me a certain degree of self-esteem because I was actually doing something. And then a couple years later, I was working in Buena Park in a tire store, and a junior college coach from Cypress Junior College approached me about playing basketball, and I told him initially just to get lost, because every day in my shop, people would come in and say, why don't you play basketball? Why don't you play basketball? Why don't you play basketball? And then it used to really frustrate me because I would, I didn't go around telling everybody else what they should be doing. And
right,
so what
exactly.
gave them the right to start telling me what I should be doing?
Right.
And
if you're just, hang on, Mark, if you're just tuning in right now, I just don't want people to not know who they're listening to. You're listening to KKLA 99.5, Intersection of Faith and Reason. And it's the Sue Free Show, and we're talking today with Mark Eaton from, well, he's got a lot of things on his list, but most people, I guess, I don't know, Mark, would you say that most people know you because of the Jazz team?
Yeah, basketball? The Jazz, or that I was at UCLA, so
right.
either of those two places.
Right. If you want to call in and talk to Mark, you are able to do that. We are live, and the phone number is 888-995-5552, Sue Free Show, 888-995-5552. I will say it again, 5552. So, Mark, I'm sorry to interrupt, but we got to do that.
That's all right.
Okay. So where you were is you were tired of people. You're not used to telling other people what to do. So
right. So it used to really bother me. And when this coach initially approached me about playing basketball, I was not interested. In fact, I was really not very nice to him. I was rather rude because, again, I was just tired of everybody telling me what I should be doing. Well, he didn't give up. He kept coming back to my shop time after time after time. And after about 10 or 15 visits, he said, listen, he said, if you'll just go into the basketball court with me for 30 minutes, let me show you what I can teach you about the game of basketball. If you don't like what you see, I'll leave you alone. I said, okay, that sounds like a fair deal. And when he took me out on the court and started showing me some things, some moves specifically designed for tall guys or for big guys, I was intrigued. And he was really the first person to come along in my life from a basketball perspective who had the knowledge of what to do with a big guy and showed me how I could be a value on a team and how my height, which I consider to be a liability, could actually be an asset. And so I basically learned if there's something that's difficult for you or it makes you uncomfortable, it may be your greatest asset. So I decided to give it a try for a year, and I went back to junior college for a year and played basketball and kept my job as a mechanic, and things went pretty well. And so then from there, I decided, okay, let's get serious about this. And I spent another year there at Cypress College, and then I spent 2 years at UCLA, which didn't go very well. A lot of frustration there. I didn't get to play, sat on the end of the bench.
Right.
But eventually, with the help of my coach, I was able to get a couple tryouts in the NBA and latched on here with the Utah Jazz, and I moved from L.A. to Utah in 1982, and it worked out perfectly because they were an up-and-coming team. They'd struggled. They weren't very good. I wasn't very good, and we grew together.
Wow, that's a neat story.
Yeah, so I ended up staying here for my whole career and then, still live here. I've been here 27 years now.
Yeah, I came and visited, and I looked you up. And
that's right.
Hadn't seen you in quite a while, and I looked you up, and we actually connected. I love that word, connect.
Mm-hmm.
And when I was with you in a condo, whatever it was, I came right to your belt buckle, Mark. I mean, I stood next to you.
There you go. Now you're starting with the tall joke.
But, it's not a tall joke. It's just amazing to me because I'm not a short person. And I was standing next to you and I was looking at your belt and I was like, wow, it's just amazing to me. But see, we've used it for good, haven't we?
We have, yeah.
And there's been people in your life that have helped you, and they've been significant in your life. And who was the person that wouldn't give up on you when you were a mechanic underneath that car? Who was that person?
His name is Tom Lubin. He lives out in Norco, and he was a chemistry professor at the junior college.
Wow.
So one of those kind of science guys, you know, that's kind of hyperactive and he just wouldn't give up. He'd worked with a couple of other players that had gone on to play collegiate and pro basketball, and he used some fundamentals that he learned from his great uncle, who was actually a member of the 1932 U.S. Olympic basketball team. And he taught those to a couple of these other players, one a guy by the name of Swen Nader, who was Bill Walton's backup at UCLA, who went on and had an amazing career in the ABA and NBA. And so he just has this knack for seeing potential in people, especially tall guys. And if you're willing to spend the time with him, he will be there for you every day. He got me up at 6:30 in the morning to go running and was there at 6:30 at night to go work out in the gym. And we worked out until 10 o'clock every night, him teaching me what I needed to know about the game of basketball. And looking back on it, I have to say there was definitely something inside of me, and I think there is in a lot of people, just kind of going like, okay, I know there's something out there I should be doing, but I just can't quite figure out what it is. And then maybe it's something you failed at before. And in my case, I failed miserably at basketball, and he was kind of giving me another opportunity to look at that. And I had to at least play it out and see where it was going to go. And I still had my toolbox. I could go back and be a mechanic again. But I'm like, well, you know, I'm gonna give this a try and see where it leads. And even later on, as things didn't necessarily go well, like when I was at UCLA, I just kept thinking, okay, I'm just gonna keep going here and keep going forward and see where this leads. And it was Tom who kept giving me the confidence all along to continue to do that, because he just wouldn't let me give up.
For those tuning in right now, we're listening to KKLA 99.5, listening to a dog in the background. Intersection of faith and reason. Phone number, if you'd like to dial in and talk to us, 888-995-5552, The Sue Freeze Show. We also have a blog. It's blog.suefreeze.com. Mark, just with what you said, there's a message there, isn't there? The message that, you know, you're a motivational speaker now, and, you know, we do that because we have success, and everybody has a different definition of what success is. But it's more than success, because we want to be significant, and we want to do something significant. And to be significant or to do something significant, you need to pay it forward. You need to help other people, which is the main reason I do the show, is that I am trying to... my heartfelt message is to help others that might feel hopeless, or, you know, if somebody feels like they've tried something and it just didn't work, you know, don't give up, you know. So what is the message? What is your life message that you'd like to pass on? I'm sure you do this. I mean, I've seen some of your videos, and it's amazing what you do, because you've learned a lot of things, as all of us have, and it's up to us to help those messages go forward. So what would you say to the listeners right now to give them hope if they're feeling hopeless in their situation?
Well, I think you hit the first one, is not to give up. But the second one is that what occurs for us a lot of times when we get down and we don't have hope is that we stop looking for opportunities. And I guess the one thing I've learned is that I've gotten to a point where I expect people to show up and help me somehow. And we're not here on this planet just to do it all by ourselves. There's, you know, 6 billion other people, or however many it is, on the earth that are here to help. And so I anticipate that people are going to be there to help me, and that the next opportunity is going to show up, no matter how tough things get, whether it's financial or relationship-wise or whatever it is. I expect that something's going to turn and something's going to change. And it's proven itself time and time again when I just thought, you know, this is it, I'm done, finished, fold it up, it's over. And just keeping that little glimmer of hope alive allowed me to look at go around the next corner and meet someone else or the right opportunity and said, oh, okay, I can now see this is what I'm doing next. So I've kind of looked at it as it's a journey. I think we're here on this planet to learn a lot of things. And, you know, our job is to be receptive to that and not get so far down the tube that you can't see that. And it's going to take a hand from someone else along the way to help you at times. But I still think you've got to keep that attitude that that the answers are there, and we just need to keep looking for them. And life is perfect as it is, and we're the only ones that get too stressed out about it. And I think that's that's another one that just not to get too wound up about things. It's hard, and it's learning how to observe yourself. I think has been the biggest thing that I've learned. It's like, all right, I notice that I'm doing this. I notice I'm doing that. All right, let's sit back here for a second. Let's take a time out. Let's pause from this conversation and go back and sort of reevaluate time and time again. And I've just kept doing it until I've, eventually figured out what the right answer was.
And sometimes it doesn't happen so easy. You know, some people think that, oh, wow, you've got your act all together. Look at all these things that are happening. How could anything be tough for you, or how could anything be wrong, And
yeah.
It's nice to know that all of us are in this together. You're listening to KKLA 99.5 on the intersection of faith and reason. If you want to call in and talk to us, we'd love to talk with you. 888-995-5552, The Sue Free Show. And we're talking today with Mark Eaton. And you know what, Mark? It's so easy to stay in the head. And I kind of like to go to the heart. And we're kind of going to the heart because we do have a heart, and our heart can get us through things that maybe sometimes our head can play games with. Do you agree?
I agree, although I think it takes both of them a lot of the time.
Oh, absolutely. We have to be thinking. And, my daughters, sometimes we talk and we can't gauge things by our feelings, but our feelings are there for a reason. They're there to help us know that, it's like a gas gauge. We have gauges in our car to let us know that we're getting low on gas. Our emotions are there to let us know that there's something up. And we don't always know what that up is. We don't know what's happening, but we have to pay attention to it and reassess it, wouldn't you say?
Yeah, I don't think you can ignore your feelings. I think you have to honor them and not beat yourself up about it. You can almost ask yourself the question, how do I know I shouldn't be feeling this way right now? Well, I don't. This is how I'm feeling.
Right.
So I'm going to honor that and be okay with that's how I'm feeling.
Right.
And just be kind to myself. I think that's the other thing we do. We like to beat ourselves up. I shouldn't feel this way. I shouldn't feel that way. Well, how do you know that's true? That's how you're feeling. So let's just accept it and say, okay, I'm feeling this way. And in doing that, you'll actually find yourself moving past the emotions a little bit quicker and being a little kinder to yourself. Because I think everything builds on itself when you start feeling bad and then making yourself wrong for feeling bad. So, I think that's another key point for me. Don't beat yourself up. Don't beat yourself up. Be kind to yourself.
Be kind to yourself. Isn't that wonderful? Okay, all those listeners out there, you listening? Be kind to yourself. Don't beat yourself up.
Right, and you can't be kind to anyone else unless you're going to be kind to yourself first.
Right.
True. We can say we do that. We can say, well, I'm going to go help this person or that person. But if you're not really being kind to yourself first, then you're kind of walking out there with your tank two-thirds empty.
Correct. This is KKLA 99.5 on the intersection of faith and reason. Phone number 888-995-5552. This is the Sue Free Show. We're talking to Mark Eaton. Sorry about that, Mark. Do you have a favorite saying, something that you kind of lean on? I know I have some favorite sayings. Do you have one, a favorite quote or a favorite saying?
Oh, I think that they change from time to time. It's just what's happened to have caught my eye that week in my reading, I guess I come from a kind of Protestant Christian background who then kind of went into looking at all sorts of different spiritual realms to, my current church is the Church of the Back Porch, or the Church of the Sunday Morning Skier. And in doing that, I read a lot of different things, this week one caught my eye that was from the I Ching, which was, when spring comes, the grass will grow. I was like, okay, we want things to move faster, get there, hurry up, and we want the next phase of our life to unfold itself so we can see exactly what we're doing, so we can get out of the pain that we're in right now, let's get it faster, sooner, quicker. And if you listen to a simple saying like that, it's like, oh, well, maybe I should just relax here a little bit and enjoy what I've got at the moment, find something beautiful or otherwise to focus on, and that when the next chapter is going to unfold is when it's going to unfold, and there's nothing I can do to speed that up or make it come any sooner because I'm not learning everything I need to learn along the way before the next page turns. So
you said it when you said that life is a journey.
Yeah, life is a journey.
It's a journey, and we need to appreciate and just acknowledge that we are where we are. My favorite saying this year is, it is what it is, right?
Well, it is what it is, or you know, you can go one step further, and I've had people say, write down a gratitude list.
Oh, isn't that wonderful? Be thankful.
Wake up in the morning and write 5 things you're grateful for. Some days it's just going to be, I have air to breathe.
Right.
But,
I can walk.
You know, something simple, little thing like that, or you know, in your journal, if you journal every day, which a lot of people do.
Do you?
I do from time to time. I get going on it for a while, and then it kind of fades away, and I come back to it. But instead of, you know, a lot of people say, well, just start writing, which is a good way to do it. But I noticed after doing that for a few years that I'd go back, and most of it was negative stuff. I don't like this, didn't like that, this happened, that person did this. And so I kind of switched gears to the things that I want to kind of manifest in my life and things that I'm grateful for. And that seems to have shifted my whole attitude about things. And I actually went back and I deleted all the negative stuff.
Right.
And it was years of stuff, you know, which I... but I was just like, I'm done with that stuff. I'm just not going to go there anymore. I'm not going to live in a world of excuses and victim, if you want to call it that. I'm gonna live from a place of what I'm trying to create and what I am going to do going forward, and let the rest of the stuff just kind of roll off my back. And it's definitely a practice. It's a skill. You have to acquire it like anything else. You don't become a great basketball player overnight. You don't become great at letting stuff roll off your back overnight. But once you start observing it and paying attention to it and noticing it, you can start to make some changes.
That's part of being kind to yourself too, Mark, what you were saying, you know, we need to be kind to ourselves.
Mm-hmm.
You were saying that, and I was thinking about forgiveness, and we need to forgive ourselves, you know,
right.
If there's issues that have happened in our lives, and we've made bad choices. I mean, you know, we all...
Welcome to the club.
Exactly, and so we need to forgive ourselves for those things, and we need to move on, you know,
right.
and that's what you were saying is you need to get rid of that negative list and focus on the positive list and move forward in a direction that's going to be fruitful. It's going to make a difference, right?
Right, it's using that place of kindness to build from. Because I think there's a tendency a lot of times to just go back and back, well, I did this wrong, I did that wrong, I need to ask for forgiveness for this, for that, the other thing. Like, okay, you know, I understand that, and certainly that is a part of life, but at some point in time you have to say, okay, I got it, and now what? And so I'm going to start being kind to myself. Yes, I'm going to screw up. Yes, I'm not going to say the right things. I'm going to blurt out something stupid. You know, I do it all the time. But yeah, if you need to go tell somebody I'm sorry, yeah, you need to clean that up. But then from that point on, it's done, it's over, it's complete. And let's let that thought go and start focusing on what's next.
Right. We learn from those things, and we do. We take the time to learn from those things, and we learn from them and then let it go. I find that, you know, you're a businessman too. I mean, you do business, mm-hmm. but you're also married.
Yeah.
Right? For the second time. So we learn. Right?
Yes, we did.
Yes, we learn. And yeah, that's a good thing. You're also writing a book.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, and it says that the book, is this the title? 4 Commitments of a Winning Team.
Yeah, so, you know, as I got to 50 years old, it was kind of like, well, all right, well, what are we going to do next? Now, the restaurants were going okay. My partner was pretty much running those. I was done doing the radio show. I spent 14 years running youth programs. I was kind of done doing that, and I was like, "What are we gonna do next? What am I gonna?" And the question kept coming up for me: was, what am I gonna do with the information and the things and lessons that I've learned in my life? Am I just gonna like die with them? And you know, like Wayne Dyer will say, you know, don't die with the music still in you.
Oh.
And which is a great quote.
Yes,
and,
it is.
So it's like, all right, well, what can I do with this information that I have? And my wife and I were sitting around and started talking about different possibilities of what I could do next. And motivational speaking kind of came up because I have been asked to speak many times to groups, and I've spoken to hundreds of schools and stuff over the years, just things as an athlete you get asked to do. But I'd never really considered, like, what would it really take to put a message together that would really impact people in a business setting or an association or professional group setting. And that's what I started doing. And it took over 2 years to develop the speech and
Can you give us just a little bit of four commitments? I'm so curious.
Sure.
I want to know.
So the four commitments. So I was getting to a point, I guess. Here, sorry.
That's okay. No. Don't be sorry.
The four commitments come from my own life, and I called my coach Tom out of Norco, and I was working with this speechwriter who was helping me put these thoughts together, and she asked him point blank, you know, what did Mark do? Why did he last in the NBA for 12 years? And he said, well, very simply, he did his job. He did what he was asked to do, or he knew his job. He did what he was asked to do. He made people look good, and he protected others. And it was like, bam, those are very powerful points. So knowing your job, the first one is really, what are you excellent at? What's the one skill or strength that you have that makes you unique? We all have them.
Right.
And so I challenge people in my speech to go ask three people, and you can actually do this today, go ask three people what my greatest strength is. It could be a coworker, family member, friend, and listen for what they say, because your greatest strength is something you need to spend 80% of your time on. So you can be in a business setting. I spoke to a group of HR managers last week, and one person came back and they said they had texted one of their coworkers, and the answer they got back was that they had a lot of empathy, that they were empathetic. I said, that's cool. So people will come in and sit down in your office and talk to you because they know you have that talent, and they know they're going to have someone who's going to listen to them instead of just start reading them rules and regulations about how the workplace is supposed to be, right?
Mark, we have 1 minute left, and I don't want to end.
Oh.
So can we just like speed? Can you give it, or
okay,
you want to just let them buy
you
your
the
book?
Other points. 1 minute left. The other points are do what you've been asked to do. Your job is not to do your best, but to do what you've been asked. The third point is make other people look good, and because the more you make other people look good, the better you look to them. And the fourth point is protect others. You need write down the names of three people you need to let know this week that you have their back.
Wow!
And you can find me at 7foot4.com.
Wow, Mark, it's been so wonderful being with you. This is KKLA 99.5, Intersection of Faith and Reason. If you want to call in, we did have a caller. His name was Adam, and he wanted prayer. He gave us a prayer on, doing the movie thing. So we've got some prayer.
I need a prayer and money.
Okay.
Well, thank you.
Mark, thank you so much. Stay on, please.
All right.
And now, here's a message from NSI, NSI Computer Support Services.
Imagine if you lost days' worth of work, financial records, or even your entire client database. What would happen if your network went down and no one could access email or files? How frustrating would that be? Take advantage of 2 free weeks of secure network monitoring. At the conclusion of your free trial, we provide you with 3 valuable reports that outline how secure your systems really are, an inventory of your hardware, and a site performance evaluation. This valuable limited-time offer is free with no strings attached. We have just expanded our services to cover your region and believe we can become a great asset for your business. Don't rely on luck. Let us help.
For more information about the NSI Advantage for your business, call 1-800-634-8633. That's 1-800-634-8633. Get your 3 free reports and protect your computer systems. Call 1-800-634-8633.
They're called the stealth bugs of the insect world, termites, every homeowner's nightmare. But a lot of KKLA listeners don't lose a moment of sleep over termites because of Ecola Termite and Pest Control. They are California's leading ecological alternative termite control company. You see, Ecola gets rid of termites by using family-friendly, poison-free alternatives like Electrogun that seeks out and eliminates the little rascals, microwave process for small areas, and their new Ecola Heat using clean, hot air for entire walls. No embarrassing circus tent over your home, no poison gas, no bagging your food, or moving out for a couple of days. Ecola Termite and Pest Control gets rid of termites effectively and quickly. So, call Ecola at 800-332-BUGS, 800-332-BUGS. Ecola, powerful termite and pest control as gentle as a butterfly. Ask about their 2-year warranty. Call 800-332-BUGS. This is the Sue Freeze Show.
Well, this is the Sue Freeze Show. You're listening to Sue Freeze. That's me. Hey, it's KKLA 99.5 on the intersection of faith and reason. We are going to be talking with a wonderful lady. Her name is Cindy Fay. And Cindy, are you on the air?
I'm on the air.
I am so glad you're on the air. I'm just going to tell these people a little bit about you. There's so much more, but I'm just going to give you a little bio on you. Cindy is the proud wife of Terry Fay, vice president and general manager of the five-station Salem for Los Angeles, which is the station we're listening to. They raised twin sons. Oh, my gosh. God bless you. Brian and, is it Garrett?
Garrett.
Garrett. Recent graduates of Pepperdine Law School. Both are now attorneys specializing in business law. For 14 years, Cindy has been the chief writer and foreign correspondent for the International Disability Ministry, Johnny and Friends. She travels extensively with Wheels for the World teams as they distribute wheelchairs to disabled children and adults. She interviews recipients, family members. She has traveled to Cuba, Ghana, Honduras, Peru, China 3 times, Thailand, Egypt. Oh my goodness, and the list goes on. She also travels in the U.S. covering JAF's Family Retreats, a camp-style program for families affected by disability. She writes all promotional and development fundraising materials for Johnny and Friends, as well as many of Johnny's radio programs. She is also the teaching director of the San Fernando Valley Community Bible Study. That's a new one, isn't it, Cindy?
It is. Last couple years, Sue.
Wow. So, Cindy, I'm just going to give a little background on that. I don't know how long I've known you. Do you have any idea?
Well, let's not say that because it'll make us sound old.
Oh, come on. Okay, we won't go there. But
at least 15 years.
At least 15 years. And if you're just tuning in right now, I just want to say that people, you know, I say I have a radio show on KKLA, and they'll say, well, what is it about? And I say, well, the purpose of the show is to bring hope when you feel hopeless, faith when you struggle to trust, and confidence in making life's choices. We talk about identity, relationships, marriages, parenting, faith, second chances, and recovering from tragedies in life. Seeking passion, purpose, trust, feeling, caring, loving, believing, and living a life that makes a difference. Simply, we are asking everyone that we come in contact with to take a chance and change a person's life by sharing your life's experiences with them. So today, Cindy, what we're going to do is we're going to let people know, listeners know, that, you know, times are good and times are not so good. But what we do with those times is what makes a difference, isn't it?
You bet, Sue, because even as you read all those things, people will be tempted to go, boy, I bet this woman has never had a problem.
Exactly.
And, you know, I think the thing that you conveniently, and maybe you left that for me to tell, and I'm so glad that you did.
I did.
Predating all of that stuff that the Lord Jesus Christ has allowed me to walk in. He is my Savior, my Redeemer. He's redeemed everything. He redeems the good, the bad, the difficult things. He's redeemed so much in my life, Sue. And back in my early 20s, my early 30s, actually, as a young mom with 2 little guys running every which way, I got stricken down with pretty severe panic and anxiety disorder. I did not have a clue where it came from. It just came out of the woods, really, and just brought me down. And it got to the point where I couldn't leave the house. I had a very difficult time doing the normal things that a young mom needs to do. Anyone out there listening who's experienced this, you know exactly what I'm talking about. It's devastating, and you're tempted to close yourself in your house and say, I can't get out, I can't go to the store, I can't go to the movies with my husband, I can't sit in a restaurant and have a decent meal. But you know what, Sue? Jesus Christ is the Redeemer and
Amen.
The Restorer, and He's the one. He's our healer and our deliverer. And so before I went to any doctor, I went to the one who made me. And I went to His word that says, I can do all things through Christ who strengthens me.
Yes.
And many scriptures that I read, and I said, Lord, if these are true, because you know what? I knew Jesus as my Savior since a child. I was raised in a Christian home. And so I thought, you know, Lord, either your word is true and it's for me or it isn't. Because there's another place in the Bible, the Old Testament, that says, not by might and not by power, but by my spirit, says the Lord. I knew that as much as I tried, I couldn't get rid of this thing on my own. I'd already tried.
Right.
It's not by my might. It's not by my good stuff, my own human effort. But it's going to be by his power. So every day I went before the Lord Jesus with my Bible, and every single day God, by his Holy Spirit that lives in us as believers, gave me a prescription every single day. Cindy, read these scriptures. Cindy, go to these places and praise my name. Praise me for who I am, your rock, your redeemer, the creator. And as I did that, Sue, and as I worshiped God, and as I read his word and allowed the truth of who he is to set me free, God began to break all of those bondages in my life, all that anxiety, all of that panic thing. That, and if, again, if you've ever experienced, it's nothing like, oh, I'm nervous, or oh, I just don't feel so good. It's something that comes on you like a huge, heavy coat, and you just literally are brought all the way down to your knees by this thing. But as I began to worship the Lord and praise him and read his word and claim the promises in his word, which are for all of us.
Yes, they are.
He set me free of it, and everything else that you read about has followed ever since, because the Bible says, she who the Lord sets free is free indeed.
Right, so you first of all, those that are just tuning in, this is KKLA 99.5 on the intersection of faith and reason. This is the Sue Freeze Show. I am Sue Freeze. We are talking to Cindy Fay. And the phone number, in case you want to call in and talk to either one of us, it's 888-995-5552. And I'll say that number again in a little while. And Cindy, what you're saying is that it's not by your strength. And you knew that you had a problem. What I want to ask you, though, is also God, you know, he gives us a scripture. Yes, that's true. We have his word, and that word can strengthen us. But he also puts people in our lives to help us if, and only if, we're willing to acknowledge that we have an issue.
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, people, they're not mind readers.
Right.
And it might be that they don't know that we're struggling. And if we don't let somebody know, we got to pick and choose those people.
Yeah.
And be
yeah.
wise in that.
Yeah.
But we need to let people know that I don't have my act together. And I might look like I do, but maybe I don't.
Well,
and maybe I need some
thing.
Help.
Here's what, and I need to be careful when I say this, because I do agree with you. God has put us in community together.
Correct.
And I believe that. But the most important one we need to be in communion with is him.
Is him.
And he's going to direct us in every scenario.
Correct.
So back then, Sue, and this is really wild, the Lord specifically told me not to tell anyone.
Really?
Because as much as my husband loves me, he would have loved me so much, Sue, that he would have made room in our life for this thing.
Oh.
He would have said, oh, honey, do you think you can go here? Oh, honey, do you think we should do that? And you know what? Sometimes love does that. It makes room for something that God never intended. And I didn't want him to see me differently, to look at me as this person with these issues now. I didn't want that to become my new identity. I wanted to reject it entirely because I knew it wasn't of God for my life. So I never told Terry, as close as we are, I struggled through this thing with the Lord Jesus who made me, because as much as Terry loves me, he can't fix me either.
Right, but I do
believe God can fix me.
That's correct, Cindy. I was wondering, I was going to ask you that, you know, how did Terry deal with this? And you've already answered that question.
Well, when I did tell him, he was flabbergasted.
Right.
And
how long did you have it?
I was dealing severely with this for about 3 years.
And the time frame, how old were your children?
Boy, Brian and Garrett were about 4, and at that time, Terry, we moved down to from Santa Barbara, where our home was, to put KKLA on the air. And I had to uproot myself in the middle of all this, move to a new community, Terry started, put KKLA on the air. And it was devastating to me to be with these two little young baby guys. They weren't babies, they were about 4. And to be starting everything brand new in a community, I had no friends, not one person did I know. And That didn't help matters.
No, it's isolation. You're isolated.
But you know what? That forced me literally on my face with my Bible and my Lord Jesus. And because the thing is, Sue, we do have an enemy. The Bible says that, you know, there's an enemy that goes around like a roaring lion seeking whom he may devour. And he wanted to devour me because God had all this other stuff, you know?
Right.
He had all this stuff ahead.
You had a target on your chest, and he knew the purpose that was set out for you.
Correct.
And he did not want that to happen, did he?
Nope. And so every time I get on a plane to fly overseas with Johnny and friends to minister life and truth to the disabled who are shunned and forgotten and are the lowest of the low overseas, every time that plane goes off, Sue, without fail, tears start running down my cheeks because I realize that if it hadn't been for the Lord rescuing me, there's no way on earth I could be doing any of this for the Lord. You know, the enemy wanted to take me down and out and put me in a corner and keep me there. And when we get on our knees, regardless of what people are struggling with, whatever bondages are in your life, God can set you free. I know that firsthand.
This reminds me a little bit about something personal with me, and nobody really knows this, but there was a time when I felt very hopeless, and I had my children, and they were young. I don't know exactly the ages, but they were young, and I knew they depended on me. I was their mother. And I knew that I couldn't stay, broken, and that I needed to get strength. I did reach out, though. I reached out to my sister, who I had raised,
mm-hmm.
and I told her that I was feeling very hopeless in my marriage, in my situation, and I knew that I couldn't do it anymore alone.
Mm-hmm.
And I knew the Lord, and I knew he was there, but I needed more than that, Cindy. And I don't believe it's saying that God's not there and God's all we need. I realized that, you know, I did reach up to him, but
yep.
he put people in my place and he made things happen. A chain of events happened with me that allowed me to get the help I needed.
You bet.
Which is a different story than yours.
Yeah, and you know, it's all because he's a God that's so personal.
Right.
He will deal with each one of us in a way that's completely unique. And I guess that's my message, is what is he telling you as the listener? If you're,
right.
if you're struggling with something, he has a prescription.
Yes, he
in
does.
In your case, it was your precious sister.
Yes. She gave me an out. She gave me a way to get the help I needed. She watched my children, so I was relieved of that responsibility. I'm a responsible person. And she gave me the opportunity. She actually got laid off. Imagine
yeah.
that. She got laid off to where she could take care of the kids so I could go get the help I needed. And the place that I went to get the help, a lot of things came out that were affecting my life. And so I got the help I needed, and it was a Christian organization, and I actually was listening to the radio, and it was a radio story because I
imagine
made the phone
that.
Call. Yes, imagine that, and here I am, you know?
Yeah,
and
yeah.
And the devil did not want me to break loose of
nope.
what I was in. And
he wants to keep us down, tied up, and bound up.
Right, and we didn't let that happen, did we?
Nope, we sure didn't. And, you know, God, I guess with anyone who's listening, the message is pretty clear, is that God has a strategy to release you. You know, he does. He knows us. He knows the number of hairs on our head, for heaven's sake.
Before we were even woven
yeah,
in the womb.
Yeah, and he knows what's going to work.
Right.
You know, in your case, that's such a beautiful picture of how he knows you. He knows your heart. He knows your relationship with your sister. What steps were going to be needed for you? And in my case, he knew exactly what, you know, but that's the thing. It's that we need to have be hearing from him, from the Lord. He still wants to speak to us.
Oh, yes, absolutely. Through his word, he does, and through people, he does,
mm-hmm.
right?
Amen.
Yes, and you know what? I have just enjoyed our friendship, and I want it to grow, Cindy. I really do.
I do. You're just, well, for those of you that don't know this, Susie, I call you Susie, but
and that's okay. My mom calls me Susie.
Thing, and you've never seen as much energy as this woman has. And you know, I have just so enjoyed watching what the Lord is doing in your life. How he's just raising you up. You are such a beautiful example of what happens when you turn your time, your treasure, and your talent over to the Lord, because he's blessed your business.
Oh, yes.
He's blessed your family and your marriage, and to see you and your husband, you know, working together in this kind of unity is so beautiful.
Well, thank you for that. And you know, you have a humor about you that I just adore. You know, when you get together with your gal friends and you sing and you write
do.
These little lyrics, and it's just hysterical and it's so much fun. And, you know, people think that people that love the Lord can't have fun.
Oh, my gosh.
And
well,
that's
they,
just
they
not
they
the truth.
Of us. I think we need to start, and if I would challenge women out there, we need to start an organization called the Wild Women of Faith.
Just sign me up.
I know, because you know what? Life, when you are walking with Jesus, it's never boring. I remember when Brian and Garrett were about ready to go off to college, and I did not want to be one of those women sitting around the house going, oh, now what? My nest is empty. I said, Lord, please fill my hands.
Right.
Please fill my hands. And oh, my gosh, I think he really took me seriously, because I'm flying all over the world, and God's plans for us, the Bible says in Ephesians, are exceedingly abundantly above all we could ask or imagine. And that is so true. We have no idea the things that God has prepared for us. So, yeah, it's exciting.
That's correct. He's in the driver's seat, isn't he? We just have we have to be faithful, and we have to be open vessels to be used for his glory.
You bet. You're, and you are, sister.
Oh, thank you. And so are you, sister. You're listening to KKLA 99.5 on the intersection of faith and reason. Phone number 888-995-5552. This is the Sue Free Show. We're talking right now with Cindy Fay, and it's been a wonderful conversation we've been having. We're both parents, and our children have turned out pretty well, Cindy, I have to say. And you know what? It's just amazing. Twins. I have, you know, one of my good friends, she has twins, and, you know, we've grown up together, and you know, you have two legs, you have two knees, right? And you have
yep.
two hands, and boy, you use them both when you've got twins, that's for
you
sure.
Do. You run two directions when they're little, and then when they grow up, you've got twice the college tuition.
Oh, boy.
Then,
oh, boy.
Yeah. But it's a precious journey.
Yes, it is.
And you start out, of course, nobody starts out with any experience. So you're on your knees going, Lord, how do we do this?
Right.
But again, the biggest priority for Terry and I was that our boys would know and love Jesus. And from that, everything else follows. And the Lord has called their names. They're walking with him, and he has directed their steps in some beautiful and awesome ways that really have left Terry and I pretty overwhelmed at times to watch the path that God has put them on. But we're just thrilled that they do know and serve Jesus. That's our highest priority.
And I can totally relate to that. It's a wonderful thing. All right. So what would you want to say if you do have the mic. What would you want to say to give hope to the mothers that are listening regarding motherhood? I can remember Mommy and Me. And Mommy and Me is an organization that mothers get together with their children. The children get to play. You get to observe each other's children. You also get to talk about the issues that you face day to day. And I'll tell you what, that was such a wonderful experience for me when my kids were young. Because just like with marriage, you know, when you get together on a Bible study and you think that you're on this island and you're the only one experiencing this thing with your husband or wife, and you think that your child is the only one doing this or that, and you get with other people with children the same age or marriages, and you're going, wow, I'm not in this alone. You know, this is a journey, and, you know, we need to learn from one another, don't we?
We do. Well, there's a lot. There's so many issues, again, that as parents we're not prepared for, but none of it takes the Lord Jesus by surprise. And he formed our children in our wombs, as you said earlier, and he knows them by name. He knows I think the most important thing I would say, and that was the most powerful truth I ever learned as a mother, is when my boys were about five, I heard an older woman speak on Mother's Day about asking the Lord to show you the gifts and callings of God in your children's lives so that you could recognize what they are and begin to nurture and call those gifts out. And I was so challenged by that as a mother. And so I began to do that with Brian and Garrett and asked the Lord to open my eyes to show me what he had called them to do. And When I realized they had such a passion for justice, even as little tiny guys, they were very interested in fairness and justice. I began in about the sixth grade to put little legal magazines in their bathroom.
That is, now see, that's something I didn't know. That is awesome.
Yeah, yeah. And so, and sure enough, here they are, you know, fast forward, they're 27 years old now, and both have walked in that path and are now attorneys and have a real passion for that, to serve the Lord in that way. And but you know what? The point is, God has a calling on your child's life and has poured giftings into that child. So as moms, if we can come alongside and nurture that, then your child will not grow up, graduate from high school or college, and say, I don't know who I am. I don't know what I'm good at. I have no idea what I should do with my life. So that's what I would encourage moms to do.
And I encourage that too. My daughter, she since 2 years old, the only gift or the toy that I'd have to give her would be crayons. She loved crayons. My son was a ball. They were pretty inexpensive children growing up. But seriously, my daughter, she was the happiest thing ever if I put a piece of paper and crayons in front of her. And now what is she doing? She's doing Trader Joe's, the art chart boards for Trader Joe's.
Wow.
She went to Italy for her junior year in college to study with the Italian school. She's an artist. She has a God-given gift that I noticed early on. And I have encouraged her with her artwork. She actually did the logo for Ecola. She did the logo. It's a butterfly.
Neat.
And she did it, and her name is in the wing. And a lot of people don't realize that, but her name is in the wing, and I insist that her name is in that wing because it's very special and important to me. And so that's her. Now my son, he's an officer, and he has always been very particular with time. Like if you say, you know, it's 5:50, he'll say, no, it's 5:50 and 50 seconds. He's very specific in his times, and he's, you know, that type of thing. And he also has always been a caring, loving individual that cares about people, their health. He was an ambulance driver. Now he's saving lives. He's very into that. And so I think both of them they are working within their gifts. And your kids are. The other thing I would say to mothers listening, I really loved what you said, Cindy, because that's so true. You can see that. Same with employees at work. You want your employees to work in their gifts, and you want to encourage them along the way. I think that helps all of us. If we can be an encourager, a cheerleader to those that we're around, it's kind of what the last talker, guest that I had was talking about, is to help people be all they can be. You know, that's,
yes.
You know, you want people to feel special. You want to give hope when they feel hopeless. You know, those are the things. And it's significance. It's people, everybody, everywhere wants to feel like their life matters and that there's significance in their lives. And so we need to pay it forward.
Yep.
Which you're doing big time. I don't know how you find the time to do all the things that you're doing.
Well, God orchestrates it. And when I started our community Bible study class in the San Fernando Valley, 2 years ago, I just said, Lord, you're going to have to make it happen, and he did, and we meet at Rocky Peak, at the Church of Rocky Peak on Tuesdays, and if women are interested in getting deep into God's Word and having fun times with other gals, I would encourage them to join us on Tuesdays. We're going to start up again in September, on September 21st at 10:15 in the morning, and it's a blast, I'll tell you. So, yeah, God makes room. You know, when he calls you to something, he smooths the way, and that's exactly what he's done. So community Bible study has been very rich. We've got about 150 gals at Rocky Peak, and we're just loving Jesus and loving each other.
We have less than a minute to go. So, Cindy, for your parting words, what would you want to say to the listeners right now that will give them hope, you know, help them to get what they need?
Ah, boy, get to know the Savior.
Amen to that.
For those who do know him, get to know him better. Eat, you know, feed off of his word. Get to love his word. There's a lot of great churches and great Bible studies available besides community Bible study, but get to know his word. And for those who are hopeless and don't have a direction or are facing a pretty big mountain in your life, you have a God who created you and loves you and is waiting for you to acknowledge that he's there, that he's real. He wants Ask him.
Okay, thank you, Cindy. We got to go. I'm so sorry.
The Sue Free Show is sponsored by Ecola Termite and Pest Control Services.
Are raising insurance premiums making it unaffordable to offer quality benefits to your employees? Well, before you throw in the towel on providing affordable employee benefits, call Denon Simpson Insurance Services, the benefits specialist. Denon Simpson saved her clients over $4 million in premiums last year while offering extra benefits like heart scans, stroke scans, even chair massages. Let your employees know how much you appreciate them by offering them a comprehensive benefits package that's easy to manage and affordable. Denon Simpson serves companies throughout Southern California. Clients like Make-A-Wish, A American Self-Storage, the Four Square Denomination, and ministries around the world. They love an opportunity to save your company thousands too, while providing a culture of wellness and safety. If you're responsible for the health and safety of your employees, call Denon Simpson Insurance Services today at 818-676-0044. That's Denon Simpson Insurance Services for a free evaluation. 818-676-0044. Denon Simpson, the benefit specialist.
Ah, springtime. It's that time of the year when bugs multiply like crazy and they start looking for a home, your home. Ants, spiders, fleas, earwigs, termites, and a lot of other creepy crawly critters, even rats and other varmints. It's time to call Ecola Termite and Pest Control Services. They offer complete ecological pest control of rodents and insects. Ecola has one-time services, ongoing monthly services, their most popular and economical every other month service, and even quarterly service for occasional pest problems. Ecola keeps rats and mice out and eliminates insects in their nests. It's the most effective way. And their termite control is legendary. So call Ecola today for a free estimate of complete pest and termite control at 800-332-BUGS. 800-332-BUGS. Ecola, powerful termite and pest control services as gentle as a butterfly. Ask about their two-year warranty. Call 800-332-BUGS.
Well, brought to you by Ecola Termite and Pest Management Services on 99.5 KKLA, the intersection of faith and reason. Well, thanks a million for being here with us and your Saturday. Brad Solomon with you. We'll join precious metals investment strategist Jonathan Rose next up on The Gold Show. Have you had a chance to pick up a copy of our new KKLA magazine yet? Well, here's what you're going to find inside. Informative articles, a full-page KKLA program guide, special advertiser discounts for all your listeners, and a lot more. You can pick up your free copy of our new KKLA magazine today at Christian Gift and Bookstore in Buena Park, or go to kkla.com for a complete store listing.
If you've dreamed of a career in the field of education or looking to advance your career, Point Loma Nazarene University's School of Education invites you to their Education Information Night, Tuesday, May 25th at 6 p.m. at the Arcadia Regional Center.
Point Loma has taught me to be a better person. It has made me want to be a better teacher and do the same thing for my students.
You'll hear about the many education programs available, including master's, credential, and certificate options.
Point Loma Nazarene has made me more of a well-rounded educator. I've learned that it's not just teaching standards that matters. It really is teaching character that matters.
RSVP today for Point Loma Nazarene University's Education Information Night in Arcadia, Tuesday, May 25th at 6 p.m. by calling 877-764-8181 or on the web at pointloma.edu/arcadia.
It's changed my perspective. I see my job in such a different way now.
RSVP now for Education Information Night, Tuesday, May 25th at 6 p.m.